Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and also online at KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Keith Crescine. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Next Tech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Week 9 of the high school football season coming up for St. John's Tipton. We're joined now by Keith Crescine, coach of the Blue Jays. Let's take a look back at last week's game against Pike Valley. Both teams undefeated going into that game in district play, but I think a lot of people knew that they probably had more strength over you in that one, and they pulled through with a 52-6 win. What were your thoughts on Friday night?
Well, you know, Dusty, hats off to Pike Valley. They were by far the best team and the most physical team. And I'm not saying we weren't physical. It's one of them things that when we went into the game, we knew we were kind of mismatched a little bit. We needed everything to fall just right if something was going to happen. You know, we were going to have to get some breaks. We never got no breaks. We never created any breaks. But our guys hung tough, I really thought. We got down 16-0. We stepped clawing and plowing away, you know, and we get down more, but we come back and regroup the second quarter, and I thought we settled into our game plan a little bit. But again, when I said Pike Valley was the most physical team, they were the biggest team out there. They were the fastest team. Our young men, really defensively, because we were going to try to make an adjustment defensively, but we felt like it wasn't going to do any good because we had people in position to make plays, but then it comes down to we just couldn't make the play because of their size and their strength on our smaller guys is what it came down to. The big man wins, and, you know, Pike Valley was the big man. But, you know, I thought we did a good job in pass coverage, and, you know, there's a lot of good things. We just got beat by a very good football team, and we hung tough. You know, we tried to regroup at halftime. You know, we just threw an interception right away the third quarter, and the game ended sooner than what we would have liked. But again, we continued to fight all the way through the game.
We're talking with Keith Crescine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Let's take a timeout. We come back. We'll go over the final game of the regular season coming up tonight against the Rock Hills here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2-terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle-deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats, KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We're still with Keith Crescine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Rock Hills coming up, coach, tonight, actually, and you take them on, and the winner of this game goes to the playoffs, just like it was last year in this district. What do you need to do to have that success and maybe try to pull what probably many people would call an upset tonight?
Well, yes, we will, because on paper, Rock Hills is good. They're really good. They're big. They're physical. And we struggle with them big physical teams is what happened last week up to Scandia. But again, you know, I feel like we've really regrouped and, you know, we're setting where we want to be setting. The last 2 weeks, the ball was in our hands to where, you know, something's got to happen. And if it happens, you know, we stand a good shot to make the playoffs. We lost last week, but now against Rock Hills, it's the same scenario. You know, we're going to have to come out, rely on some mistakes from Rock Hills and capitalize on any mistakes. And, you know, be playmakers. We got some good playmakers as we came along. But, again, Rock Hills has got more upperclassmen than what we got. But I know the kids are going to be ready to go tonight. You know, Ty, he's grown throughout his career, and he's one of the top, backs in the state of Kansas. You know, he's just been unfortunate to play with a lot of younger kids, but he's shown a lot of patience for us this year here. And, I know he's going to be ready to go here tonight as well as the rest of the crew. Defensively, you know, we're just going to have to be sound again and be in the spots like we were against Pike Valley. But we got to make the plays. We got to be more aggressive attacking the ball. And, you know, when I say not be scared, we got to run to the football instead of play on our heels. So that's something that I felt like we didn't do last week. And then in our offensively, you know, we got to get something going. We couldn't get anything going last week against Pike Valley. We have to help the defense out a little bit by having a little bit of ball control or a first down or, you know, something good's got to happen there, and then take care of our special teams. And, you know, I look for the kids to be full of energy and looking to leave it out here on our own home field here tonight, Dusty.
Keith Christine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the season tonight against the Grizzlies.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech, complete technology for your business.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Spring Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Spring Services 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive, and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 are brought to you in part by the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and by Nextech.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. We're joined now by Drew Dusky, the coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, nice win for your team on Friday night out at Wilson, 66-20, and we're able to get that 45-point rule victory, a big game from Drew Cunningham with 31 carries for 265 yards and 7 touchdowns. Just overall, how pleased were you with the way the kids played and picking up your second straight win?
Yeah, I was overall, you know, really happy with how we performed. And, you know, like you said, you know, Drew had a big game. You know, I think that might have been his best game as a Lakeside Knight. And, you know, he gets a lot of credit for as hard as he worked. But, you know, I want to give credit to the line that was blocking too, and especially Nick out there on those sweeps. You know, Nick being our fullback, you know, getting that lead block out there on the outside. We did a really good job, and it was windy. It was so windy. You know, if you were going against the wind, I think we maybe tried to pass a couple times, and we really couldn't do anything in our pass game going against the wind or with it that night. So luckily, we were able to have some success with our run game.
You talk about the pass game. It didn't work out well for Wilson either. It looks like Peyton Johnson with a couple interceptions for you over there on defense. And just overall, how do you assess the defensive performance over the last couple of games and then being able to take down Wilson as well?
We've gotten, you know, it started with the Thunder Ridge game. We did a really good job on defense there. And then, you know, we tried to carry that over the Wilson game. I think we could have played a little bit better defensively against Wilson. You know, I can't remember what the score was after the first quarter, but I think we got a little complacent, you know, because that's the first time we really had a big, you know, a substantial lead this year during football. And I think we just got a little complacent, a little lackadaisical on defense. But like you said, you know, they didn't have a whole lot of success passing. Peyton did a good job covering his guys and finding the ball. You know, he had two interceptions, like you said. I think he's got six for the year. So he's done a really good job. And our pass defense has improved over the past two or three years. You know, they still had some success running some options up the middle on us. But luckily we were able to put more points on the board than they were.
Talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights here in the Locker Room Chats. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back, go over the Stockton game coming up tonight here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech. Complete technology for your business.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We're still with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, you'll wrap up the season Thursday night against Stockton at home. Unfortunately for you guys, you are now eliminated from playoff contention, but Stockton's a team that here recently has struggled as well. They're just 1-7 on the season, and their lone victory came against Wilson the week before you beat them. So looking at Stockton, what do you expect to see from their group coming up here Thursday night?
Well, you know, they've got some good athletes, and what we're really concerned about is their quarterback play with Brady Booker. I mean, he does a great job running options, and if he gets out in the open, he's quick and deceptive, and he's got good speed too. So we're really trying to concentrate on, you know, running a defensive scheme that's going to keep him contained, and we think if we can do that and continue the success we've had on offense the past couple games, I think we could be successful against Stockton, a little bit more successful than we were last year. And it's kind of nice, this turnaround we've had. You know, Wilson beat us last year. We were able to beat him this year. And, you know, Stockton kind of put it to us last year. So, you know, we're looking for a little payback there, you know, to be able to beat Stockton on our home field this year.
Give me some quick thoughts on how big it would be for you guys if you could send out your senior class with a win.
Well, it'd be great. These last two wins we picked up were a real confidence boost, and the boys are feeling good about that. And we stress, you know, not being overconfident. You know, yeah, we're on a two-game win streak, but, you know, you still got to go into every game, you know, with that kind of underdog mentality. But it'd be great to send these guys out, you know, with three wins in a row. And like I told them, you know, if we could win on Thursday, that gives us three wins. That's the same totals we had last year when we made the playoffs. So it's just crazy how the, you know, things change so slightly, but the outcome, you know, totally different. So, you know, we're hoping we can get a win again on Thursday and send these seniors out right.
Drew Dusky, the coach of the Lakeside Knights, in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the season tonight against Stockton.
Thanks, Dusky.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chants are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Getting your business in the cloud could be one of the best decisions you make this year. With Nextech Cloud Phone, you'll receive all the benefits of a business phone system without having to buy equipment. Plus, the included features will make your entire business run more smoothly. You can also get rid of that old fax machine with Cloud Fax. Send faxes straight from your computer, copier, wherever you want. Call Nextech about a cloud upgrade and you'll get your first 3 months free. Nextech, complete technology for your business.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Brock McMillan. Remember to tune in to Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 for our football games of the week. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kier's Driftway in Mankato, Bonert Welding and Jewel, and by Mankato Professional Pharmacy.
And welcome back to the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're with Brock McMillan, the coach of the Rock Hills football team now. Another nice win for your team on Friday night. You win 54-0 over Southern Cloud, a game called at halftime, jumping out to a 32-0 lead after one and outscoring them 22-0 in the second quarter. Zane Colson with 9 carries, 176 yards, and 3 touchdowns was the big performer offensively for you. Overall, what do you feel about the win there on Friday night against Southern Cloud?
I feel like it was just it was one of those games where Southern Cloud has stepped up their play a little bit this year, and they're definitely a much improved team from last year. But we felt like it was a game that we needed to go out and control the game and control the tempo from the very get-go. We needed a high energy at this point in the season. You want your guys playing at about, the highest type of level of intensity and perfection as you possibly can get to. And, we feel like we're prepared enough at this point in the season. We're not quite where we want to be yet, but we feel like we're pretty ready to go on Friday, and the kids came out and played from the very, very, very start of the game, and forced 3-and-out, got a punt, or actually we received the ball for the first time I think all year, and first play from scrimmage took off on a long run and scored, and from that point on, when you do things like that to start the game, you got kids playing like that to start of the game, it makes it pretty comfortable from that point forward when you can control both sides of the ball.
So getting to pick up the win there against Southern Cloud. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over the matchup against St. John's Tipton, which is actually tonight against the Blue Jays in Beloit. We'll talk about that after the break here on Katy Country 94. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you. Thomas Savings out for Tuesday at Kier's Driftway, downtown Mankato. They have Best Choice Cheese, selected variety, 7 to 8 ounce, 2 for $3. Now for Tuesday at Kier's Driftway, downtown Mankato. No Mississippi's now for Tuesday at Kier's Driftway, downtown Mankato. The meat department, they have fresh family packs of 80% lean ground beef for $2.49 a pound. It's now for Tuesday at Kier's Driftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're still with Brock McMillan, the coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. St. John's Tipton coming up for your team tonight, coach. And I know I talked with you on the
scoreboard show on Friday night. Your kids remember how things went down last year, where you had a nice lead or jumped on them a little early and had the lead anyway against St. John's Tipton last year, but then the Blue Jays came back and won that game. It was the same scenario where the winner of this game gets the second place spot in the district and a spot in the playoffs on the line. What are your thoughts on the Blue Jays this season?
Well, it's the same song, second verse, and we've been in this situation before. Last year, kids came out, like you said, had a pretty sizable lead to start the third quarter when we returned the opening kick of the third quarter and had a 26-8 lead or something like that. And we let it slip away in the second half there. They made some great adjustments last year and were able to battle back against us, and then we found ourselves trying to come back in the closing minutes and weren't able to get it done. So that sticks in the kids' minds. They remember that, and they were, you know, pretty upset last year not being able to get back to the playoffs. So that's been the goal all year long. You know, things have changed a little bit. St. John's a younger team this year, but they're still just as competitive. And they've played some really good football at times this year and aren't to be taken lightly. They're definitely one of the best teams we're going to see this year as far as the regular season goes. So we're taking it just like we have every week, get practice, staying focused, just trying to stay in routine. And I know our boys are excited about going out and get the chance to kind of redeem themselves after what happened last year.
When you look at this now, and how do you keep the kids focused here and making sure that they don't kind of buy into what you're talking about there when they see that a Pike Valley beats St. John's Tipton 52-6 and that you guys are able to hang with them?
Well, and, you know, the exact same thing happened last year, and it was flipped. You know, we played Pike Valley last year and got our butt kicked to 45 in that game. And then St. John's goes and plays them to a touchdown in week 9. And people were kind of thinking, you know, at that point, oh, maybe St. John's a little better than we thought. Maybe Rock Hill's a little worse than we thought. And then we played a two-point ball game last year. So I definitely don't want the kids. And I told them that from the very beginning of the week. I told them that Friday after the game against Southern Cloud. I said, you know, the same thing happened last year. So just because St. John's got 45, you know, last weekend against Pike Valley, and we played them to a close game, that doesn't mean anything, because last year we proved that scenario wrong. So it can definitely happen again. It's one of those things where I could see it being a very close competitive game. We just got to use what we've done all year long, you know, play by play by play, winning matchups, and just pound the ball and make sure we, you know, stay mistake free for the most part and just take care of business.
Brock McMillan, coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against the Blue Jays tonight.
Thank you.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great savings now through Tuesday, Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. McCormick Chili Seasoning, selected varieties, 1 to 1.25 ounce for just 79 cents. It's now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. No Miss Savings now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Tombstone Pizza, selected varieties, 3 for $10. It's now through Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertu. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang locker room chats are brought to you by the Bennington State Bank. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertu.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Joined now by Ben Labertu, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas football team. Coach, getting back on the winning track there Friday night, you beat Thunder Ridge 44-8. Kind of a closer one early, but you guys pulled away from them in the second half. What stood out the most in that victory in Kensington on Friday night?
You know, I thought we did some things well as far as not having penalties like we had the week before. You know, we lined up a little bit better. We still had some breakdowns here and there, but for the most part, I was pretty pleased. I wouldn't say it was a slow start. I think it was just, I think both teams are kind of trying to feel out that win that was taking place on Friday night and just, you know, kind of trying to keep things kind of simple for a while. So, you know, I think that kind of played a little factor into how fast we started and how fast they started also. But all in all, I was pretty pleased with our crew.
How do you feel your squad reacted after having that tough loss to Northern Valley the week before and then now being really kind of in that situation where you have to win out to make sure you can get that playoff berth? How did you feel that they reacted to that?
I thought it was okay. You know, I thought we might have been a little timid at the beginning of that game. You know, and I don't know if that was a result of what took place the week before and the mistakes we made, or it was just, you know, getting some confidence back and going, because it just seemed like second half we became a lot more confident football team, and part of that was some adjustments and how we were blocking some stuff at halftime. But yeah, I think it took us a little bit to get some confidence back.
How do you feel overall about what Thunder Ridge was doing against you guys? Maybe I know you, like you said, you kind of woke up there and got things going better in the second half, but in the first half, how much was that maybe Thunder Ridge's defense and the way that they're playing over there on that side of the ball?
No, yeah, they were doing a good job, and Otis does a good job with them, and I knew they would. We talked to their kids about that all week about, hey, they're gonna have the defense ready to go, and you know they're gonna make sure they stop what they want to stop, and we got to be able to adjust to it. And I thought Thunder Ridge's kids did a good job, and I thought they were coached well.
We're talking with Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in our locker room chats. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over this final district game of the season coming up on Thursday night here. That's tonight, actually, on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're still with Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, getting set now for Wilson coming up on Thursday night. That's tonight as you wrap out the 2017 regular season. When you look at Wilson, it's a team that's clearly struggled here during district play. What do you need to do to make sure you get off on the right track here to finish the regular season?
You know, kind of what we talk about every week, just coming out and doing what we're supposed to do. Sticking to the plan defensively and making sure we do our jobs. And, you know, they've been kind of beat up early on. And, but, you know, Tony does a good job with them. They're gonna do some things really well. And we're going to have to adjust to that and just make sure we take care of our stuff.
You guys have already wrapped up the runner-up finish in this district, so you know you'll be playing in the playoffs here in 2017. To that end, though, how do you keep your kids focused on this last game and not looking ahead to the playoffs?
You know, the nice thing is it's parents night. We get to play at home. We haven't been home for a couple weeks. We've been traveling to, you know, Almena and then up to Kensington. So we've been on the road. So the nice thing is we do get to be at home, and I think that'll get our kids ready to play a little bit. And it is Wilson. You know, Wilson's they're 20 minutes from us. We do some things together, and it's kind of as close to a rivalry as we have.
I know that I said all that about making sure your kids stay focused, but as a coach, how much does that kind of put your mind at ease here going into this last week to know that you are in the playoffs?
You know, it's good to know that. We haven't been in that position here, I don't think, since I've been here, so it's kind of nice to know. And, you know, it kind of helps you just keep preparing the way, you know, how you should be. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, ultimately, we want to make sure we're ready to play on Thursday night.
Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck against the Dragons here tonight.
Thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas locker room chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the football coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Lincoln Leopards, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, our own preview show airing at 5:45 Friday nights, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area. And after the games, catch the KD Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.